Morning Edition poet in residence, Kwame Alexander, joins us this morning as we all try to absorb the news of the school shooting in Texas last week. Kwame.
We are sad today, and we will be sad for quite a while. We do not understand this tragedy. We will continue to invent the future through our blood and tears and through all our sadness. I turn to those words by Virginia Tech professor Nikki Giovanni. I turn to the poetry of Pablo Neruda. Perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death.
And honestly, we thought about postponing this segment because there just aren't words anymore, right? And like you quoted, perhaps we just need to keep quiet out of respect, out of honor, out of remembrance.
That's so true. I mean, we also need to lift our voices in this moment, Rachel, out of our humanity, out of our responsibility to say we simply will not take this anymore, out of our basic human desire to comfort, to say, as the old folks used to sing, if I can help somebody as I travel along, if I can help somebody with a word or song, if I can help somebody from doing wrong, no, my living shall not be in vain.
So this is for the teachers who are on the actual front lines trying to protect our children every day. We asked you, our listeners, to write a tribute to the teachers who had an impact on your lives. And Kwame took those submissions and compiled a community crowdsourced poem. And we want to acknowledge, we asked people for their reflections before the shooting in Uvalde happened, but a couple of late additions do reflect that loss.
We need our teachers so badly, and we will celebrate them. As teachers close out the school year, some of you retiring after a lifetime of this sacred work, we honor you. We celebrate you. And we dedicate this poem especially to Irma Garcia and Ava Mireles, fourth grade teachers who tragically lost their lives at Robb Elementary School. This is for you. Rachel, why don't you start us off?
Teachers make a dent, a soft curve in the gray matter, a crevice where light shines in, a seed to germinate.
They open eyes, kick open imagination, make us see, encourage change of mind and change of heart, not to force the walking of a single path, but the revelation of many.
Teachers make and shape. They weave through the constraints on their vision, creating and molding the students.
Teachers celebrate. Teachers conquer hate and foster expectation. Teachers make light go where darkness has resided, make chrysanthemums of wildflower seeds, tall stems and fragile blossoms exploding in their reach.
They make statements that linger long after the lessons have been absorbed, like Mrs. Tucker, who wrote, "Amy is like a ray of sunshine on a cloudy day on my first grade report card." Teachers bring forth dreamers and thinkers.
They make us stretch, make us wake up, make us realize compassion, make us feel, make us cry, make us laugh, make us understand our connection, make us grateful.
This is for Mr. Wilkie, who taught vocational electronics at Romero High School in Michigan. He helped make a creative mind, crafted, molded, and helped find new interests and ideas refined to create new words undefined.
Trips like Sisyphus each year, another journey up the hill, another class to teach, another state test to endure and stress over, another prom, graduation, homecoming, another break to look forward to. Teachers are there despite it all, even when the world makes you feel small.
Mrs. Honey didn't do it for the money. She saw I had potential, even with dyslexia. I could be presidential. You see, teachers make bad days into good. Make the journey as meaningful as the destination. Make reading rewarding. Make good trouble.
Teachers make decisions. Around 1,500 per day. What to say, how to say it, and when. Teachers make love out of everything.
Teachers make me feel like I am special, like I am safe. Teachers make sense of a jumble of eighth notes, then quarter notes, and a smear of dark chords. They make music.
On the day that he died, not just me, but the whole school cried. He's the reason I graduated. He's the reason I ate lunch. When my own dad ran out, he helped me so much. They'd honk as they passed by our house day and night, a constant reminder of his touch on their life.
A teacher is nothing without a student, as is a farmer without a field, a mind rich with knowledge. A teacher is nothing when stripped of their power, as is a train when emptied of fuel, censored, and idle.
We are here because teachers make students, from saplings to majestic trees of potential. They make us whole. They make impressions, subtle hands that make themselves available to guide us on this trail of woe and wonder.
Teachers leave the door open for us to walk through. But when the last bell rings, when the classroom is locked down, who will clean out all the desks, the math worksheets, the missing Lego, the one goldfish cracker, the paper clips and crumpled post-its that say, I love you?
The pencil boxes and old erasers, the one Pokemon card, the empty glue stick, the dusty Harry Potter mask, the dirt-smudged backpacks. At the end of the day, who will help the teachers prepare for the next? Who will make a home for their heavy hearts, for the sacred ones who can't stop thinking about those 19 desks, those 19 backpacks, those 19 summer vacations, those 19 new pairs of sandals, those 19 next school years after that, and after that, and after that?
Teachers don't let us give up on the words. They help us find them. They help us find ourselves. Just breathe and keep being kind to children is their mantra.
Who will hold them in kind and caring arms when the world is not so beautiful, when the summer burns red, when there are no more children to be kind to? I say, let it be us. Let it be us, because teachers matter.
Morning Edition poet in residence, Kwame Alexander. Thank you.
Love you, Rachel. Thank you.